Greetings, everyone. My name is Boone Zavick, and I'm the Vice President and Marketing Manager for Immune Laboratories. In the previous episode, we talked about food sensitivities versus food allergies, and I started touching a lot more on the inflammatory foods and common foods, and how you can go to our Instagram and search for ImmunoLabs, and you can find all of our posts that talk about inflammatory foods. But today, I want to share with you some of the top most inflammatory foods and kind of give you a blueprint that you can work through to start understanding what foods might be a trigger for you, and then how you can start avoiding them to start feeling better. So the main thing that you want to do is look at the foods that you're consistently eating. What are foods that you're eating every single day? For most Americans, it's going to be eggs, wheat, some kind of yeast. If you drink alcohol, that's going to be brewer's yeast, and that's an all alcohol except for triple distilled vodka, gin, and tequila. And another one that's really big is dairy. So if you're consuming these foods, those are probably the first area that you want to look at and go, all right, let me switch this up a little bit. Let me, instead of having eggs this morning, let me have something different. Let me have oatmeal for, a couple days, maybe a week, and see how you feel. And also, if you regularly consume dairy, whether it's milk or cheese or, some other form of dairy, maybe try avoiding that for a while. Maybe try a nut milk instead, maybe an almond milk, because that still has a nice creamy flavor. And just see how you feel, right? Start to keep a little bit of a diary and go, all right, this week on, the end of February, I'm going to, on Monday, avoid eggs, I'm going to avoid wheat, I'm going to avoid yeast. And yeast can be either brewer's yeast, as I mentioned, with alcohol, or it can be baker's yeast, and that's going to be anything that rises. So most breads, muffins, things of that nature has baker's yeast in it. So yeah, try avoiding those foods as well as, eggs. And also remember that eggs are in a lot of different foods, because a lot of foods use eggs to create them, such as a lot of pastas might have eggs, a lot of various breads will have eggs in them. So try avoiding those common foods just for a week, and just see how you feel. Take a little catalog ahead of time and go, all right, I usually kind of get a migraine, or maybe I feel kind of fatigued later in the day. And see how you start to feel. See how you start to feel when you avoid those common foods. If you'd like to know of other common foods, absolutely check out our Instagram. You'll be able to see a lot of the top most inflammatory foods. And start to understand that there is a relationship between what you eat and how you feel. I think the easiest way to elaborate on that concept is if you were to line up, let's say, 20 shots of vodka, right? And you took all of those shots of vodka back to back, you're going to feel different, right? You're either going to become very drunk or potentially quite sick. And I use that example because that's an obvious one. I think people understand that when you overconsume something that you could have an issue. But sometimes people don't quite necessarily think there's a connection or understand the connection if they're having eggs all the time, or if they're having bread all the time, or if they're having broccoli all the time. But those foods could potentially be triggering that delayed sensitivity that may be showing up in some form of chronic issue. Maybe it, once again, is those headaches or that joint pain, or just general digestion issues. Maybe you're feeling really bloated or gassy, or just stomach pains. So it's worth a shot. It's worth a shot for 1 week. Let's try to avoid the most common foods that Americans eat. And that's going to, once again, be eggs, dairy, and that can be cow's milk or cheese or sour cream or yogurt, any form of dairy. And if you are going to still have some of those things, then just try to find a substitute for it. Aside from the eggs and dairy, look out for the brewer's yeast, look out for the baker's yeast, and also wheat. And a lot of these things you can now find alternatives that don't have those items in it. So give it a shot. If you're listening to us on Anchor, do the call in. Let us know how you feel. Let us know what your symptoms are. If you have a chronic symptom, we'll see if we can give some specific advice. We've done a couple different studies. And if you suffer from having a challenge losing weight, or if you suffer from irritable bowel syndrome, which is a lot of various stomach issues, digestion issues, or if you routinely have issues with migraines and headaches, let us know. We'll look back into our study that we performed on each one of those symptom areas, and we'll tell you what those people's top most inflammatory foods were, so we can give you a direct insight into what you could do to potentially start feeling better in a few days. All right, talk to y'all later.